Joining us this morning with a look at some happenings on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me back on.
So, of course, a big story coming out of the legislature is the roughly $52 million state budget.
Yep. We've been working on budget negotiations with the Senate for a while now. The conference committee report was filed. Over the past couple weeks have done some vetoes and, working to finalize that up. We had a marathon session at the end of our formal legislative sessions, July 31st. We put 65 bills on the governor's desk before recessing for August. Everything dealing with judiciary IT bond bills to the climate bill to sports gambling. So a lot of stuff going on Beacon Hill, trying to tie up some loose ends before the end of the session. Some stuff was left on the negotiating table, but we're pretty proud and pretty happy of the things that we have accomplished. So,
and to be clear, that's $52 billion I misstated there. One of the items in the budget that's certainly been getting a lot of attention lately is money to help the MBTA.
Yeah, the MBTA has been an issue for a long time. The governor has had some concerns about the MBTA. All you got to do is look at the news to see how much of a disaster the MBTA is. And if the MBTA is not reliable, then we're not going to have ridership. Chairman Strauss of the House Transportation Committee has actually asked for a federal takeover receivership of the MBTA and our transit system in Massachusetts. So I think that's an option that a lot of legislators, including myself, support, because we're going to need some federal help to solve this issue.
And do you think that's something that's very likely to happen?
We'll see. We're going to work on it, but we need help from the federal government to fix this. There's a lot of infrastructure problems. It's going to be very expensive. And talks of giving money back to taxpayers and budget concerns about that 1986 ballot referendum definitely changed the ability of the state to take a lot of the excess revenue that we have and put it towards transportation. So we're going to need some federal help.
Now, there are also local towns that are feeling this impact of this very long drought we've been having. Do you see the state legislature taking any action in regards to this?
Well, obviously, that's an issue that I've been working on in this area for a while, securing funding to expand the Scituate Reservoir, getting a couple $100,000 over the course of different bond bills and budgets for design plans for a new water treatment plant in Scituate to treat the manganese to hopefully assist in getting rid of the brown water. And as we, are experiencing these droughts, I think there's a greater conversation about how these heat waves are increasing in longevity and the reason for that and what we need to be doing to address climate change. We also looked at working with the administration. Scituate's going to get a $15 million low-interest loan for that water treatment plant as well to hopefully take long-term borrowing costs off of local taxpayers. So it's an issue that I've been working closely with the Board of Selectmen, Senator O'Connor, the administration on, and hopefully soon we'll be seeing a new water treatment plant in Scituate.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
And thanks so much for having me.